This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I wrote a note to myself on my notes to talk about the theme. I've had that since 1982. It's Cottontail, the composition based on I Got Rhythm, written by Duke Ellington. I Got Rhythm, written by George Gershwin, featuring Ben Webster on tenor saxophone solo, 1940 Victor record of that great era of Ellington's band. Cottontail, for those of you who have called and all those who hadn't and wondered about it. Bessie Smith's going to sing for you now. James P. Johnson on piano, 1929 for Columbia. Worn Out Papa Blues.
Papa, Papa, you in a good man's way. Papa, Papa, you in a good man's way. I can find one better than you any time of day. You ain't no good, so you better haul your freight. You ain't no good, you better haul your freight. Mama wants a live wire Papa, you can take the gate. I'm a red hot woman, just full of flame in you. I'm a red hot woman, just full of flame in you. You can't call me daddy, you know good, that's the truth. All my time I wasted having you to bother me. All my time I wasted having you to bother me. You give me the willingness, now I'm glad I'm free. I'm one woman, don't want no good man. Yes, I'm one woman, don't want no good man. You just like a worn out, badly been elected man. Yo, you've done failed, all your pep done gone. Yo, you've done failed, all your pep done gone. Pick up that suitcase, man, and travel on.
Bessie Smith, 1929, Columbia Records, Worn Out Papa Blues, James B. Johnson, piano, and that great spirit of hers and the spirit of the art of us. Sonny Stitt, tenor sax, 1950, Bud Powell piano, Curly Russell bass, Max Roach drums. Kay Swift wrote this in 1930. It's called Fine and Dandy.
Thank you.
Sonny Stitt at the tenor saxophone, 1950 for Prestige, Bud Powell piano, Curly Russell bass, Max Roach drums, Fine and Dandy, written 1930 by Kay Swift. Two of them now, Slim Gaylard, 1946 in Los Angeles, going to play vibes and guitar. He's not going to do singing here, as he usually does. His pianist, Winnie Beatty, is going to do the singing. Bam Brown, longtime associate on string bass, and Zudy Singleton on drums. Beltone Records, 1946, That Ain't Right, Baby. Then Art Tatum, 1944, for Ash Records, solo piano, Danny Boy.
Baby, baby, what is the matter with you? Baby, baby, what is the matter with you? You got the world in a jug, and you don't have a thing to do. Went to a fortune teller to have my fortune told. She said you didn't love me, all you wanted was my gold. That ain't right, baby, that ain't right at all. Taking all my money, going out having yourself a ball. Thank you.
Two of them there for you in that set, starting off with Slim Gaylard, 1946 in Los Angeles, playing vibes and guitar. Winnie Beatty playing the piano and singing. Bam Brown, string bass, Sudie Singleton drums, and That Ain't Right Baby. For a wonderful small label in Los Angeles at that time, Belltone. Art Tatum, Ash Records, 1944 solo piano, Danny Boy, which of course was adapted by Fred Weatherly of the great Irish Air Londonderry Air. Art Tatum, 1944, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 25 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
I'd like to chase a tune in a different way. Usually what that means is I play the same composition done by different people. And this is the same title, different composition done by different people once in a while. First up, Michael Edwards and Bud Green's 1937 hit done in 1947 by Sarah Vaughan. And then a jump backwards to 1927 in Chicago. And Lee Butler's Once in a While, done by Louis Armstrong, and his Hot Five.
Once in a while, will you try to give one little thought to me? Knowing you'll think of me once in a while. Once in a while, will you dream of the moments I shared with you? Moments before we two drifted apart in love's smoldering embers. One spark may remain, but if love can remember, that spark may burn again, and I know that I'll be contented with yesterday's memories, knowing you'll think of me. Again, and I know that I'll be contented with yesterday's memories, knowing you'll think of me once in a while. Thank you.
once in a while, and then the other once in a while. The first one, Sarah Vaughan, 1947, for Musicraft, with Jimmy Jones, piano, John Collins on guitar, Al McGibbon, string bass, and Kenny Clark on the drums. A 1937 hit for Michael Edwards and Bud Green. And then Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five for the other once in a while, December 1927. Louis playing his cornet, Kid Ory trombone, Johnny Dodds, and that wonderful hard-driving clarinet playing of his. Lil Hardin Armstrong, piano, and Johnny St. Cyr on banjo. Two once in a whiles right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
People's Bank, family-owned in Washington State for over 90 years. People's Bank offers loans for personal and business needs in the community. More details at peoples-wa.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Sorry about that. It skipped on to another track. That sometimes happens with the modern conveniences of buttons. Pushing buttons. What you heard was Fran Warren singing with Claude Thornhill's Orchestra, 1947. Columbia Records, arranged by Bill Borden for the band. Just About This Time, last night, a big hit, 1947. Now, same year, 1947, T-Bone Walker is going to play his guitar and sing for you. We'll hear Four, The Alternate, and then The Master. Sometimes in the recording studios, the bands would go in and they'd play a tune and they'd say, I saved that, but I want to do it again because I wasn't quite sure of this or that or the other. And fortunately, record companies saved some of the alternates and we would get into the files and extract that stuff. And it's wonderful. You sometimes wonder why the one that was issued and not the other one. Nevertheless, T-Bone Walker, George Orndorff, trumpet player, Bumps Myers, L.A. tenor saxophonist, Willard McDaniel, piano, Billy Hadnot, longtime L.A. string bass players here, Oscar D. Bradley on the drums, Capitol Records, and then Comet, he recorded on two different labels. We'll hear the alternate first and then the master of First Love Blues and then Lonesome Woman Blues.
I sure do love that woman. I'll swear I do declare. I'll swear I do declare. Things used to happen, but now she doesn't even care. We were kids together. We live in the same neighborhood. We were kids together. We live in the same neighborhood. I said that when we grew up, I'd get her if I could. To me, baby, in spite of all I've done, how could you do this to me, baby, in spite of all I've done? You used my heart for a plaything. You are only having fun. I sure do love that woman. I swear to declare. Things used to happen, but now she doesn't even care. We were kids together, we live in the same neighborhood. We were kids together, we live in the same neighborhood. I said that when we grew up, I'd get her if I could. In spite of all I've done, how could you do this to me, baby? In spite of all I've done, you used my heart for a plaything. You are only having fun. I've got a letter from my baby, this is what she had to say. I've got a letter from my baby, this is what she had to say. Please tell me something that will drive these lonesome blues away. Everything would be okay. I told her not to worry, everything would be okay. For I know the secret of how to drive the blues away. Up to you. Now you know the answer, the rest is up to you. Put your trust in me, darling, I will surely pull you through. Got a letter from my baby, and this is what she had to say. Got a letter from my baby, and this is what she had to say. Please tell me something that will drive these blues away. I told her not to worry, everything would be okay. For I know the secret how to drive those blues away.
And the Masters of two of them. First Love Blues, Lonesome Woman Blues, conceived and presented by T-Bone Walker. 1947 in Los Angeles, first for Capitol Records, then Comet. His guitar, his voice, George Orendorff, trumpet, Bumps Myers, tenor saxophone, Willard McDaniel, piano, Billy Hadnott, string bass, Oscar Lee Bradley on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
JSMP, presenting DMS, a contemporary jazz trio featuring George Duke, Marcus Miller, and David Sanborn. DMS will be in Seattle for one show only, August 12th at Benaroya Hall. Tickets and more information at jazzinthecity.com.
I'd like to bring up now Muggsy Spanier, who spent his early years admiring King Oliver on the south side of Chicago. And that great master gave young Muggsy a little straight mute, which he kept all his life, and he played not like Louis, but like King Oliver. Unusual at the time for that. And here, Muggsy and his band, 1950, back in Chicago for Mercury Records. George Brunies plays the trombone, Darnell Howard the clarinet, Floyd Bean on the piano, Truck Parham string bass, and the great Sid Catlett on drums. We'll hear two, Lazy Piano Man and Dixie Flyer.
Mm-hmm.
Kid Muggsy, Muggsy Spanier, his cornet, his band, 1950 in Chicago for Mercury Records. George Bruni's trombone, Darnell Howard, clarinet, Floyd Bean playing the piano, Truck Parham on string bass, and Sidney Catlett drums. Lazy Piano Man and Dixie Flyer. Dixie Flyer. Lorinda Almeida Quartet, 1954 for Pacific Jazz, one called Toccata, written by Radame Natale. Bud Shank will play alto, Harry Babison string bass, Roy Hart drums.
Thank you.
Lorenzo Melli and his guitar, 1954, in Los Angeles, Pacific Jazz Records. Lorenzo Melli on guitar, Bud Shank on alto saxophone, Harry Babison bass, and Roy Hart playing the drums. Toccata by Radame Natale. Alright. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle. 90.1 KPLI Olympia and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. About every 4 or 5 years, I play a little fun thing here on the program. I call it Flag the Map. I don't have a map, and I don't have the little pins, but it gives me an idea of where you are. And I'm going to play Harry Babison Quintet. That means Babison takes his bass, same time, 1954 in Hollywood. It goes out of Lorenzo Almeida's quartet for Nocturne Records. He's going to play 4 selections for you. And while that's going on, call me toll-free, no matter where you are in the North American continent, 1-800-677-5758. That's toll-free, 1-800-677-5758. Just say where you are. I remember last time I did that, woman called. She's in Chicago. I'm in Chicago. I'm going to the grocery store. What was the other one? I got a big kick out of a guy who calls me and says, I'm in the back room watering my Venus flytrap. So the idea is, where are you? You know, tell me specifically, driving along the highway. But I pulled over first, you know, that kind of thing. Harry Babison plays the string bass and the cello. That's right. Larry Bunker plays the vibes. Bob Envolson plays the valve trombone. Jimmy Rolls piano. And Roy Hart, as I said, came over to play the drums. Give me a call. It's toll-free. 1-800-677-5758. Tell me where you are.
Thank you.
Babison and his band, and his cello, and his string bass, Hollywood 1954 for Nocturne Records. With him, Larry Bunker Vibes, Bob Envelson, valve trombone, Jimmy Rolls piano, and Roy Hart on bass. Excuse me, on drums. What did they play for us? Easy to Remember, written by Rodgers and Hart. The Girlfriend, written by Rodgers and Hart. When You Wish Upon a Star, of course, for Pinocchio, written by Lee Harlein and Ned Washington. Babbling by Babison. All of those. And Flagging the Map. My goodness, I've never been so busy on the phone. Anytime. And I appreciate that. The biggest group outside of the state of Washington, including British Columbia, dozens and dozens of people have called, and I don't know how many per minute coming in, and then from various cities in Washington state, and so many nice things to say, I appreciate that, and requests also coming from the folks who called, and as I said, about every 5 years, I get an idea just to see where everybody is. There are all kinds of funny ones, too. One guy's shingling his house. And that's something. Driving people going one way or the other and sneaking in a call. Somebody was doing ironing. I sometimes mention about that just as a joke, you know, to say, here's some music to iron by. Nevertheless, I appreciate your participation in having some fun. We need to have more fun, I think, in our lives. Well, let me check to see now where the time is. Let's do this. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Alana Antique and Estate Jewelry, located at Northgate Mall in Seattle. Alana's Jewelry offers thousands of carefully chosen pieces, including heirlooms in platinum and diamonds from Victorian to Art Deco. Contact information at alanajewelry.com.
I'd like to take you now to Count Basie, his piano and his wonderful band, 1944 for Columbia. Taps Miller first. This was written and arranged for the band by Buck Clayton, who played trumpet in the band for years. Jimmy Powell will play the alto saxophone solo. The first tenor saxophone you hear will be Buddy Tate. The second one will be Lucky Thompson, who had just joined the band. Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet. Trombone by Dickie Wells. String bass throughout, prominently and beautifully, by Rodney Richardson. The drumming by Shadow Wilson. Taps Miller, Count Basie, 1944. Thank you. Count Basie and his orchestra, 1944, for Columbia Records and Taps Miller. Excuse me. Written by Buck Clayton and arranged for the band. The same time, Jimmy's Blues, meaning Jimmy Rushing, he's going to sing it for you. Dickie Wells will do some fine trombone work. And Chetta Wilson again on drums. Then I'm going to chase Jimmy's Blues and have Alton Redd in Los Angeles, 1945. And Alton's version of Jimmy's Blues. First Basie, then Alton Redd.
I've got a mind to ramble. Got a mind to go back home. I've got a mind to ramble, got a mind to go back home, got a mind to be a good boy, leave all you women alone, women all screaming murder. Women all screaming murder, I never raised my hand. You wanna be my baby, you'll have to come under my command. Some people love in the winter, some love in the fall, but I love early in the morning, 'cause that's the best time of all. Yes, I love my baby, but my baby won't behave. I'm gonna follow you, baby, follow you to tall and mellow, some like them short and brown, but you can't tell the difference when the sun goes down. Yes, I love my baby, but my baby won't behave. I'm gonna follow you, baby, follow you to your grave, oh, your grave.
I've got a mind to ramble, mind to go back home. I've got a mind to ramble, mind to go back home. I got a mind to be a good boy, leave all you women alone. Raise my hand. Women all screaming murder, I never raise. way. You have to come under my command. Some people love in the winter, some love in the fall, but I love early in the morning, 'cause that's the best time of all. Yes, I love my baby, but my baby won't behave. I'm gonna follow you, baby, follow you to your grave. Some like 'em tall and mellow, some like 'em short and brown, but you can't tell the difference when the sun goes down. Yes, I love my baby, but my baby won't behave. I'm trying to follow you, baby, follow you.
Jimmy's Blues, a couple of times, the original one with Basie doing Jimmy Rushing's composition, Jimmy's Blues, and he's singing it for you. Fine work on trombone by Dickie Wells, 1944 for Columbia. Then a year later in Los Angeles, one of Central Avenue's favorites, Alton Redd, his version, pretty straight ahead, just like it was. And we're still working on who's in the band. I think it's Tommy Davis who's playing the tenor, but leave it alone that way. Alton Redd is singing Jimmy's Blues for Black and White Records, Los Angeles, 1944. This is The Art of Jazz. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
JSMP, presenting DMS, a contemporary jazz trio featuring George Duke, Marcus Miller, and David Sanborn. DMS will be in Seattle for one show only, August 12th at Benaroya Hall. Tickets and more information at jazzinthecity.com.
Now to Los Angeles and Vivian Gary, who plays string bass. 1946 RCA Victor. We'll hear two. Operation Mop, written by Edna Williams, and I'm in the Mood for Love, written by Jimmy McHugh. Edna Williams plays the trumpet, Emma Colbert the violin, Winnie Beatty, who we heard earlier in the program, not going to sing, but she's going to play the piano, Gary on string bass, and Dottie Jeffrey playing the drums. Operation Mop, I'm in the Mood for Love, Vivian Gary.
Thank you.
Vivian Gary in Los Angeles playing her bass and with her band, Operation Mop, and I'm in the Mood for Love. Vivian was married to a prominent guitarist in L.A. at the time, Arv Garrison, and they used to work gigs where there's just the two of them, string, bass, and guitar. Wonderful combination. Edna Williams, who wrote Operation Mop, playing the trumpet. Emma Colbert, violin. Winnie Beatty, piano. Gary on bass. And Dottie Jessery on the drums. RCA Victor Records, Los Angeles, 1946. Frank Sinatra, 1945.
Day by day, I'm falling more in love with you. And day by day, my love seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. Deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. I find that day by day you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone, and I'm in love to stay as we go through the year, day by day. And I'm in love to stay as we go through the year, day by day. It was just a neighborhood dance, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a masquerade ball with costumes and all, 'cause you were at the dance with me. It was just a ride on the train, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a trip to the stars, to Venus and Mars. 'cause you were on the train with me. And when I kissed you, darling, it was more than just a thrill for me. It was the promise, darling, of the things that fate had willed for me. It was just a wedding in June, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a royal affair, with everyone there, 'cause you said, yes, I do, to me. It was just a wedding in June, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a royal affair, with everyone there, 'cause you said, yes, I do.
Frank Sinatra, 1945 for Columbia Records. Day by Day, written by Axel Stordahl, Paul Weston, and Sammy Kahn. Oh, What It Seemed to Be by Ben Benjamin, George Weiss, and Frankie Carl. Frank Sinatra, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Bainbridge Island Chamber of Commerce and its members, including Bainbridge Organic Distillers, makers of Bainbridge Legacy Organic Vodka and other spirits, all made with local organic grains. Info at BainbridgeDistillers.com.
And now, Illinois Jacquette, his tenor saxophone, his band, in Hollywood 1949. The membership, Joe Newman and Russell Jacquette, his brother, playing trumpet. Henry Coker, trombone. Maurice Simon, baritone saxophone. Illinois, of course, on tenor. John Lewis and piano and celeste. John Collins, guitar. Al Lucas, string bass. Joe Jones, drums. And one of my favorite compositions by Jimmy Mundy, Black Velvet.
Thank you.
Black Velvet, written and arranged by Jimmy Mundy for Illinois Jacquette and his band and his tenor saxophone. Hollywood 1949 for RCA Victor Records. All right. Now I've got to move my notes around here a little bit. Harry Reaser is going to come up because I'm going to have some banjo music for you. The banjo, very important in this art. Throughout the history, it's always played a part. More so early, then the banjo players started to play the guitar as well, and things changed, and then they came back, and depending on what they were playing. But Harry Reaser was all over the place, playing and having different bands under different names, and I brought one of them, called the Six Jumping Jacks. Reaser plays the banjo. The vocalist on these is going to be Tom Stax, wonderful vocalist and superb drummer in this band. Brunswick Records, 1927. I'm going to dance with the guy, What Brung Me. That's the first one. And She's Just What the Doctor Ordered.
Hey, can I have this dance?
I'm gonna dance with the guy what brung me.
I like to know who sent for you, and what's more, you're no gentleman. I'm very strict with etiquette, some things I won't allow, boy. Know all my P's and Q's, I'll bet you're just a drugstore cowboy. So take your hand right off my arm, to me you're just a false alarm. Go take the air, say can't you see, I'm gonna dance with a guy what from me. Thank you. She won't say yes and she won't say no, but oh, 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 she's just what the doctor ordered. She doesn't rouge, doesn't paint, she ain't no devil and she ain't no saint, but oh, 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 she's just what the doctor ordered. Now I was told my nerves were gone and I should live more quiet, and then this baby came along, and boy, she is a perfect diet. Knows her ins, knows her outs, she has her fun, but she has her doubts. Oh, 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 she's just what the doctor ordered.
His banjo and his band here, known as the Six Jumping Jacks, more than that actually, 1927 Brunswick. I'm going to dance with the guy what brung me, and she's just what the doctor ordered. Wonderful band. And it's important to understand about how much dancing had to do with what the music was. The tempo and the syncopation and all of that, the rhythmic force. Tommy Gott, one of the great New York unheard-of trumpet players, is here. Sam Lewis, same thing, trombonist. Larry Abbott, clarinet and alto. Norman York on tenor. Jimmy Johnston, bass, saxophone. Bill Wurgis on piano. Reeser on banjo. Joe Tartar, who is working all over the place, either on tuba, as he was here, or string bass. And Tom Stacks, wonderful drummer, an equally wonderful singer in that style. He was the voice that you heard, Tom Stacks, Harry Reeser. Another banjo performer in the early years added that name to his stage name. Banjo Ikey Robinson. And he floated around all over the place, made a lot of records. One of my favorites here, Clarence Williams and his orchestra, 1933, for Vocalion Records. Williams wrote this. It's called Harlem Rhythm Dance. Ikey Robinson banjo. The great Ed Allen cornet. Williams piano. Cyrus St. Clair on banjo. And one of my favorite clarinetists, Cecil Scott. Thank you. Clarence Williams and his orchestra. Right there, 1933 for Vocalion, with banjo Ikey Robinson playing the banjo, Ed Allen cornet, Williams piano, Cyrus St. Clair on tuba, and Cecil Scott on clarinet in Harlem Rhythm Dance, written by Williams. In 1929, banjo Ikey Robinson was playing in Jabbo Smith's Rhythm Aces. We'll hear three from that band. 1929 in Chicago for Brunswick, all written by Smith. Sleepy Time Blues, Take Your Time, and Ace of Rhythms. Jabbo playing his cornet and singing. Omer Simeon, straight out of Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers, playing the clarinet. Casino Simpson, brilliant pianist. Robinson on banjo, and Hayes Alvis on tuba.
Thank you. Thank you.
First, before I tell you what you just heard, you're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you heard banjo Ikey Robinson playing in Jabbo Smith's Rhythm Aces in Chicago, 1929 for Brunswick. Sleepy Time Blues, Take Your Time, Ace of Rhythms. Jabbo singing and playing his cornet. Omer Simeon, clarinet. Casino Simpson, piano. Robinson on banjo. And Hayes Alvis on tuba. On tuba. Wonderful band. And last in this little section of presenting banjo players, Eddie Condon, who started out playing the banjo and then did guitar most of the rest of the time, and a wonderful representation he did in his lifetime of this art out of his own clubs in New York City. Many of you probably were there, and I can't remember the exact addresses of them, but he was there, made lots of records. And here's an interesting story, the music I'm going to present to you. Victor Records asked Eddie Condon for $50, would he see that Fats Waller got to the recording studio on time? Condon said yes, and spent 2 weeks trailing Fats around through his lifetime. And it must have been something. The morning of the recording date, Condon and Waller are passed out somewhere on the floor of a bar. Condon wakes up. He notices what the date is. He runs over, wakes up Fats, says, "We gotta go, we gotta go." Waller says, "Give me some nickels, I'll make that telephone ring." So he calls up the guys. And they go out and get in the cab. And they go around and pick up the musicians. And on the way to the recording, so this is a true story, on the way to the recording studio, Waller says, "You do this, you do that, you do that, and we'll be fine." And so they get there. And Waller looks at Condon and says, "You gonna play with us?" He said, "Me?" He said, "Yeah. Oh, I'd love to." So he has his banjo. Charlie Gaines has his trumpet. They stop and pick up Charlie. Then they stop and pick up Charlie Urbis for trombone. Clarinet, tenor, and alto, Arvel Harris. Waller plays the piano and Condon the banjo. And here's what they did. Thank you. Eddie Condon on banjo with Fats Waller and his buddies. And I told the story about Condon getting Waller to the recording studio on time. Now, when they'd finished what you just heard, the executive came down to Condon and said, "Here's your $50, Mr. Condon." And as I've always said, there's nothing better than a well-rehearsed band. And Condon, of course, said nothing. We heard Harlem Fuss, written by Waller in a cab. The Minor Drag, written by Waller in the cab, telling the guys what to play. Charlie Gaines' trumpet, Charlie Irvis' trombone, clarinet and tenor and alto by Arvo Harris. Waller on the piano. And on banjo, Eddie Condon. All right. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
JSMP, presenting DMS, a contemporary jazz trio featuring George Duke, Marcus Miller, and David Sanborn. DMS will be in Seattle for one show only, August 12th at Benaroya Hall. Tickets and more information at jazzinthecity.com.
Last week I played hits and favorites and all of that from 1939. Hits meaning they were really popular and on the hit parade. Songs that made it that way. And my own estimation of a fine performance from a year for you to listen to. I chose for this week 1943. We'll start with Nat Cole Trio, which means Nat Cole at the piano and singing, Oscar Moore guitar, and Johnny Miller on the string bass.
It's a melody played on a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. It's a melody played on a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me.
Thank you.
through from 1943. As I said, last week I did 1939. Now I'm in a section of 1943 stuff. Nat Cole, Oscar Moore, and Johnny Miller, piano, guitar, and bass, respectively, for Capitol Records. It's Only a Paper Moon, written by Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg. Red Norvo, Vibes, his band, for V-Disc. 7-11, written by Benny Goodman, Charlie Christian, and Fletcher Henderson. Dale Pierce, trumpet. Dick Taylor, trombone. Aaron Sachs on clarinet. Flip Phillips, tenor. Ralph Burns on piano. Clyde Lombardi on string bass. And Johnny Blowers playing the drums. 7-11. Frank Sinatra now with the Ken Lane Singers.
I couldn't sleep a wink last night because we had that silly fight. I thought my heart would break the whole night through. I knew that you'd be sorry, and I'm sorry too. I didn't have my favorite dream, the one in which I hold you tight. I had to call you up this morning to see if everything was still all right. To call you up this morning, 'cause I couldn't sleep a wink last night.
I couldn't sleep a wink last night because we had that silly. This morning, 'cause I couldn't sleep a wink last night.
Frank Sinatra and the Ken Lane Singers for Columbia Records. I Couldn't Sleep a Wink Last Night, written by Jimmy McHugh and Harold Adamson. Now, the reason just the voices, because at that time there was a silly strike between the musicians' union and the record, big record companies, and one of the things was no instruments. Okay, we'll have voices, and that's why there were so many wonderful little quartets that came out at that time. And Sinatra working with Ken Lane. Voices. 1943. Lester Young, same year. This is all 43. Playing his tenor. Johnny Granieri at the piano. Sam Stewart on bass. Both pizzicato and bowing. Sid Catlett on drums. And Jesse Greer's Just You, Just Me. ¶¶
Get along. Get hip, little doggy. Get along. You better be on your way. Get along. Get hip, little doggy. And he trucked him on down that old fairway, singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Coming to ya, ya, yay. Coming to yip, till ya, yay.
Singing his cowboy songs. He's just too much. He's got a knocked-up western accent with a heart on touch. He was raised on local weed. He's what you call a swing half-breed. Singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Come a da-ya, come a da-yip-ya.
Get hip, little doggy, get long. You better be on your way, get long. Get hip, little doggy, as he trucked it on down the old fairway, singing the cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Coming to ya, ya, yeah. Coming to yip, to the ya, yeah.
Singing his cowboy songs, he's just too much. He's got a knocked-up western accent with a Harlem touch.
That cat was raised on loco weed. Jackie's what you call a swing half-breed.
Singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Come a day, come a day, yippee, yay.
Come a day, yay, come a day, yippee, yay.
Get along, little doggy, better be on your way.
From 43. We started with Lester Young, Johnny Guarnieri, Slam Stewart, and Sid Catlett. That's tenor, piano, bass, and drums, respectively. For Keynote, Just You, Just Me. For Decca, Ella Fitzgerald and the Ink Spots. Cow Cow Boogie, written by Don Ray, Gene DePaul, and Benny Carter. And then an Armed Forces Radio Service transcription of Benny Goodman and his orchestra. From Springfield, Massachusetts. Sugarfoot Stomped, which is an adaptation of Dippermouth Blues by Don Redman. Dippermouth Blues, Joe Oliver's famous composition for Louis Armstrong, who, of course, was known Satchel Mouth, which became Satchel, which became Satchmo. All of that. Sugarfoot Stomped, Benny Goodman. Lee Castle's trumpet, Just Stacy's piano, Alan Roos on guitar, Sid Weiss bass, Gene Krupa playing the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Bedrooms & More, family-owned in Wallingford since 1972. Bedrooms & More offers a 40-minute class on how to shop for a mattress, Saturdays at 9:30 a.m., with details about how to choose a lasting mattress. Info at bedroomsandmore.com.
The Sleep Store, dedicated to providing a good night's sleep, offering organic mattresses, pillows, and bedding. The Natura Organic Mattress event ends May 31st. Open on Memorial Day. Online at thesleepstoreusa.com.
I was born at midnight. By morning I could talk. They named me Casanova, had eyes just like a hawk. First time I saw a woman, I jumped my crib and tried to walk. You passed right by me, baby, like you never had been mine. You brushed me off and kept on going, like you couldn't waste no time. I've always done all right with women since I reached the age of 9. Take a new gal just to try. Whenever I go home to Texas, I can't help feeling high. I'll buy a shack right near the river, just sit and watch the Rio Grande roll by.
Thank you.
That's the Capitol Jazz Men, ending our 1943 presentation. They were in Hollywood, Capitol Records. Casanova's Lament by Chris Larkin and I'm Sorry I Made You Cry by N.J. Cleese. Billy May trumpet, Jack Teagarden vocal and trombone, Jimmy Noone clarinet, Dave Matthews tenor, Joe Sullivan on piano, Dave Barbour on guitar, Artie Shapiro bass, and Zooty Singleton on the piano. Oh, excuse me, on the drums. Getting ahead of myself. All right. Glenn Miller now. I'm going to go out with Glenn Miller. And I don't know. Over the years, people say, oh, it's a popular band or what, you know. And they really didn't know much about the band. They didn't know the musicians in it and the outstanding artistry of that band. Brilliant arranging. All of that. Getting everything done in 3 minutes on one side of a 10-inch 78 record, plus being immensely popular. So I brought some Glenn Miller on the road. This will be in 1940, 42, 41, right around in there, for your enjoyment. Glenn Miller.
The 1 o'clock jump.
Thank you.
On the road, on the job with Glenn Miller, early 40s. 1 o'clock jump, Chummy McGregor, piano solo, Tex Beneke, tenor, and Clyde Hurley on trumpet. My Blue Heaven by Walter Donaldson, arranged by Bill Finnegan. Miller's great trombone solo, Beneke's tenor, then Al Klink and his tenor, and throughout, of course, the superb, spirited drumming of Maurice Purtell. Then Going Home, an adaptation by Finnegan of Dvorak's New World Symphony, and Jersey Bounce, written by Tiny Bradshaw, Bobby Platter, and Eddie Johnson, with Beneke's tenor, Johnny Best's open trumpet, and Billy May's muted trumpet, arranged by Jerry Gray. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.